So, do we need to continuously seek devotional stimuli through the mind? Yes, definitely. Because the nature of the mind is it will be active. Something or the other is going to be displayed on the screen of the consciousness. So, all that we can do is we can choose what is going to be displayed. And if we can get something positive to be displayed, then that is the best. So, if there are Krishna-related stimuli, that is the best. If they are not Krishna-related stimuli, then at least some sattvic stimuli, that is also okay. Then, if there are rajasic and tamasic stimuli, then that causes our increased entanglement with material things, and that's why that is to be avoided as much as possible. So, not only do we seek to have devotional stimuli on the screen of our consciousness, the whole concept of avatar is that Krishna himself descends into the screen of consciousness. So it's like, say, a child is so caught in watching a movie, the mother is sitting next to the child. Mother says, "Hey, this is nightmare, don't watch this, come out." But the child is so caught, the child doesn't see only. Then just hypothetically imagine, so the mother goes wherever the TV program is being broadcast and she enters into the TV program. And where the child is seeing horror character, the child says, "Mother, come to me." So like that, Krishna Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Krishna descends into this world where our consciousness is caught. So by Krishna's merciful arrangement, such as his descent, and by our resourceful endeavor, within the screen of consciousness where our consciousness is currently caught, we can have as many devotional stimuli as possible, and thus we can purify and spiritualize our consciousness. And it's like a child, a mother is sitting next to the child, but the child is just not aware of the mother's presence because the child is caught in watching a movie. The child sees the movie, is the mother in the movie, and the child becomes more, "Oh, nice." And then as it's like, because Krishna is all powerful, Krishna is all pure, he's so by contact with Krishna, our detachment awakens within us, detachment from matter. And at that time, by this awakening of our spiritual faculty, which is presently dormant, so by that purification, by the resulting detachment, our spiritual faculty awakens, and then the same Krishna that we are perceiving on the screen of our consciousness, we start perceiving right next to us with our spiritual eyes. So the spiritual eyes, which are activated at that time, we can perceive Krishna. That means the consciousness is directed towards matter, towards the mind, and through the mind to the world. The consciousness gets redirected towards Krishna, and then that is the Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. Now, of course, in some cases Krishna can descend to this world also and give darshan, that is his mercy. But at a purified level, the devotee sees Krishna within the heart also, through the spiritual faculties of perception.